Bless you.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, what can I do to have this worship before every single place that I speak at? Thank you, Pastor Marty, and thank you, Patty, for having me here today in church. It's such an honor to be here today, and gosh, you guys make me emotional, so I got to get it together, because I know I'm like my father. I'm a little emotional. My dad always cried, and he's in heaven right now with my mom, but you know, he was very emotional. I am too. First, before I forget, I just want to say that, you know, make sure that you fill out a little piece of paper in the back when you have a chance afterwards, you know, because we're going to do a quick drawing right afterwards. I'm going to give out an exercise DVD and also a copy of my new book right now, which is out, The Raw Truth, 7 Truths to Health and Fitness on Faith, Family, Food, and Fitness. And so, you know, today I want to, God willing, inspire you to take care of our mobile homes, what I like to call as our temporary earth suits. Our temporary earth suits are temporary mobile homes. That is the temple, the body that God created. And so we get so lost in the world. You know, I'm a registered nurse by trade, and spent many, many years working in the hospitals. And it was very discouraging for me to work in the hospital. I feel, honestly, and there might be some, you know, physicians here or health practitioners, there usually is when I speak, but our healthcare system is really sick care, okay? We go to the doctor and we find out what's wrong with us, okay? And then we get a prescription for what's wrong with us, or we get some diagnostic tests, or we have some surgery, and this and that. And really, our doctors and health practitioners, including myself, are there to treat disease and everything else. We don't really do a great job at preventing disease, of taking care of this temporary earth suit that God gave us. And so, you know, everyone in this room right now, I know, has been to the doctor at one time or another, but just to give you a little bit of a background of where I have come from, not only am I a registered nurse, but also I worked at Bally Total Fitness in a national position for 30 years and flying all over the country and doing all this stuff in the gym, which, how did I get into that from nursing? Well, to be honest with you, I always had a preoccupation with my weight, with the scale, with the size of my jeans. That is what made my day or broke my day. And that was very unhealthy, okay? If I weighed the right weight and if I took the right size, then I was having a good day. And if I didn't, I had my hands on the wheel at all times trying to steer the ship that I had and look the part of an instructor, which is what I did at Bally Total Fitness in the early days, and make sure that, you know, I was the right size. Well, something happened a couple of years into my career in the health industry. I was nursing and I was teaching classes, and then I decided to actually leave nursing to get into what I tried to convince my mother was preventative nursing. So taking care of people at the opposite end of the spectrum. Preventative nursing, helping people to be well. And so what happened was about halfway through my career, you know, I knew God, but I didn't know God. I didn't know at the time, early in my career, when I was trying to keep my hands on the wheel, that Jesus was my Lord and Savior. So, long story short, my father got cancer. And that was tough, okay? But my father actually ended up living a very long life. Thank goodness. What happened halfway through my career, and, you know, I was one of those people that thought I could out-exercise a bad diet.
And I don't know, is there anybody out there that thinks that you can out-exercise a bad diet? You know, yes, okay, thank you. You know, here's the thing. We all think we can out-exercise a bad diet, and it actually works when you're like 18, 20, 22. I'm 59 right now, and I can guarantee you it doesn't work when you're in your 40s and in your 50s and beyond. You can't out-exercise a bad diet. So what happened was, halfway through my career, I had gotten married. I was on my honeymoon in Cancun. First day of my honeymoon, and I walked into the hotel with my husband. And there was a message at the front desk, and they said, you know, you need to call your sister. It's important. And I thought, well, that's weird. Why would she be calling me on the first day? I mean, we're close. We're Italian. But I thought it was, you know, definitely something was wrong. Long story short, my sister was there on the other line telling me that she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. Now, this was a shock because we did not have any history of breast cancer in our family. We ate, you know, what I thought was an okay diet, but at the time I didn't even realize how much my diet affected my health or anyone else's, even as a nurse, because in nursing school and in medical school, you learn about calories in and calories out. You don't really learn about preventing disease through your dietary habits. And actually, it wasn't mainstream media either. So, it's not today, by the way. But anyway, found out my sister had stage 4 breast cancer. I was very obviously upset. Came home, decided with my mom and my brother-in-law and my sister, we went to all the best hospitals in the U.S., and we have some in our backyard here, and I know that, you know, many of you have been there. But my sister, who just had been pregnant for 2 years in a row prior to this, was misdiagnosed for 2 years with what doctors thought was a blocked milk duct. So for 2 years prior to this diagnosis, my sister was misdiagnosed, not only from the doctor that we loved, that we worked for, because I was still nursing at the time, but also another doctor who said she had a blocked milk duct. And we thought, I mean, I don't know about you, but we were raised in a home where, you know, if the doctor says something, it's the doctor, and you're good with that, right? Well, doctors make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But it wasn't a blocked milk duct. She had been pregnant 2 years in a row, as I said. So she had 4 boys, 2 babies, diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, given only a few months to live. And let me tell you something. It rocked my world. It rocked my world and certainly rocked her world. Because you're not ready for something like that. I don't care who you are. So, you can imagine where we turned. We were raised Catholic, and, you know, as I said, we knew of God, but we didn't really know God. But we got down on our knees. And my sister was a principal. She was educated. I was educated. We went to Roswell, Cleveland Clinic, Sloan Kettering Hospital, all the best hospitals, and they all said the same thing. We're sorry, go home, get your affairs in order. You only have a few months to live. Well, they changed that, and then they said, well, you only have a few years to live. Within that time, we sought God. I mean, you only can turn to God and trust in him with all of your heart and all of your soul and lean not on your own understanding or on the medical profession because they're not God, okay? When we walked out of that last hospital, which was Cleveland Clinic, very reputable hospital, and they said, go home and get your affairs in order, I turned to my sister and my mom and I said, they are not God. No one knows the day and the hour. Amen?
No one knows the day and the hour except God. So my sister, she was like my size. She was not fat, but she did have sugar every day. She loved chocolate. She had sugar every day, and she had ice cream every day. And if you know anything about cancer, you know that cancer thrives on sugar. And also, cancer is linked to dairy. Now, that's not something we knew back then, okay? But when we went home, we started researching, and that kept coming up on the internet, that the link between sugar and cancer and the link between dairy and cancer. And again, that was not mainstream media. It's not today, is it? Do you hear that much? No. Some of you, yes. Some of you, no. So I bought my sister a juicer, and we started juicing back in the day that really people weren't talking about juicing. And my sister changed her diet, and we got deeper and deeper and deeper in the Word. And we really were walking by faith. She was a walking testimony. We changed her diet, but she also went through chemotherapy, radiation, bone marrow transplants, gamma knife treatments to her brain, because the tumor had spread, it was in her brain. And every single time anyone asked my sister how she was doing, she just had this beautiful smile with her red lipstick on like I have and said, I'm doing great. She kept working, and we kept praying. We know of God's promises. Can I just tell you that after my sister was given a few months to live and a few years to live, that she actually lived 10 years. 10 years. Praise God. And I'll tell you what, when she went home to be with the Lord, she was ready. She knew the Lord. God transformed her. She knew Jesus. She knew that this is not her home. This is not our home. And so she had peace. We had peace. And yes, you know what? Those 10 years, she got to see her kids grow. It wasn't, you know, I mean, she was still going through treatment, but we believe totally that it was the grace of God that she lived those 10 years. Yes, she changed her diet. Yes, we were down on our knees, but it was God's incredible grace. And that was such a testimony to everyone. My sister was very well known in the community. As a principal, she had done a lot of things and everything else. And it was such a walking testimony. You know, I keep saying when I talk to people that a few months ago my mom passed away. And my mom loved Pastor Marty. And you gave her a hug last time you saw her. And you know, it was actually a year ago, but it seems like a couple months ago because I feel like she is still with me. But my mother raised us to believe that all things were possible with God. And she went home to be with the Lord at 92 years old. 92 years old. And I had the incredible honor and pleasure of taking care of my mom in our home. We brought our mom, and not everybody can do that, okay? I was a nurse, obviously, you know. I made the decision to step down from my position at Valley Total Fitness, flying all over the place, and come home so that I could, number one, stay married, because it's not that great for your marriage to be flying all over the country all the time. Number two, take care of my two beautiful girls, and to take care of my mom who needed me. And can I just tell you that I was sitting in the middle of Times Square teaching classes in Manhattan on Broadway at the top of my career when I was sitting in the middle of Times Square, I said to the Lord, I just felt like he was pulling me, just pulling me, that I needed to go home. I had actually just got to Times Square that day, just got off the plane, had a meeting to go to, was going to teach classes, and I felt and heard God speak to me, not audibly, but I just heard him, and say, Robbie, none of this matters. None of this matters. Doesn't matter that you're on Broadway. Doesn't matter. You need to go home and take care of your family. So I called my boss and I said, I know I just got here, but I just feel like I need to go home and take care of some things. And he was like, what? And I tried to explain, but I really couldn't explain because I couldn't explain it to myself. But God was speaking to me. He was speaking to me. It was not a good situation for me to be in because things were getting blurry to me, okay? My sister had passed away. I got very, very close to the Lord. But then my career started to take off and I lost focus. And do you know that can happen to us? It can happen. Some of you are nodding. You know what I'm talking about. It can happen. So, I went home and decided to step down from my career, from my national position. And I'll just share this with you. I was making six figures at the time in a national position. And I came home and I said to my husband, you know, I just feel like this isn't what I should be doing. And my husband said, I will support you whatever decision you make. We will work it out. God will work it out. Now, my husband is not like, he usually, it takes him a while. He has to think things through. He did not have to think that through. And it was like that. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. Can I just tell you that within a month, I was in WDCX Breck Larson's office with Carrie Cardinelli talking about a show on WDCX, a station that I listened to for all of my life that I can remember. I listened to WDCX. Never in my wildest dreams did I ever have an inkling that I would be on WDCX with my own show. Never. That wasn't me. That was God. I have a business on the side that I do, nutritional counseling, things like that. And can I just tell you this? My business took off. Took off. And you know what? I'm not making six figures anymore, but it doesn't even matter because God has provided. And I know that if we keep our eyes on the Lord of Lords, everything else will work out. Amen. Right? Amen. 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 So I can tell you so many stories like that, that God has shown himself to me in my life, even though my faith wavered at times. I was close, I fell away. I was close, I fell away. Over and over and over, God showed me that if I trusted him with all of my heart and all of my soul and all of my mind, that he will make my path straight, that I don't have to worry about that. He showed me that, and he continues to show me that. Because life is tough, isn't it? Life is so tough. I mean, we have work. We have relationships. We have marriages. We have significant others, we have sisters and brothers and finances and whatever it is, God will make our path straight. He shows us that when we put him first in our life, he will direct our paths, that we are not to worry. The thing is, if you want to live that abundant life,
that God really desires for us, we need to take care of this temporary earth suit, this mobile home, don't we? If I came in here today and I was like, ugh, I'm so tired. I'm going to try and tell you how to live this abundant life that God has provided for me. But I just had like 5 Krispy Kreme donuts and I'm like on this like sugar high right now. So forgive me because I cannot focus. Okay, I've been there. I was 30 pounds heavier than I am today. And it was not muscle. Wasn't that muscle? I was teaching about 25 classes a week, and I was still 30 pounds heavier than I am today. I was sick and thick and tired. Has anybody ever felt like that? Yes, several of you. Sick and thick and tired. I don't believe in my heart of hearts that God wants us to have a life where not only can we not make a difference in our own life, but we can't make a difference in the lives of around us because we're sick and thick and tired. Do you know that God has given us what we need to heal our body? Not just prevent disease, my friends. Not just prevent disease. God has actually given us what we need to prevent and reverse disease. What do you think that is? Well, obviously he works in our lives and he's sovereign, but he has given us the foods of the earth that he created, right? The foods of the earth that God created, not the food-like things that are in the supermarket, not the food-like things that we need to read a label on. You don't need to read a label when you're eating an apple, right? You do need to make sure that it's organic because apples are number one in the dirty dozen in terms of carcinogens. Carcinogens. So if you're eating an apple and it's got pesticides on it, you're eating carcinogens. Do you know that there are 68 countries that ban genetically modified foods? And we don't. Okay? We don't ban them here. In fact, if you go into the supermarket right now, there will not be a label saying these apples are genetically modified, which means the DNA has been changed, which causes disease, by the way. And these ones are non-genetically modified. You need to know the PLU number on those. PLU number. So, bananas are 4611 or 4601, something like that. If there is an 8, run for the gate. If it says 8-4-6-1-1, that means it's genetically modified. If there's a 9, it's fine. That means it's organic. But you don't, there's no sign that tells us that, right? Because we don't need to be told that. So God gives us the foods of the earth that he created to help us to prevent and reverse disease. You cut yourself, generally your body heals itself, right? Generally. That's what happens. Heart disease is something that can be prevented and it can be reversed. Do you know that I worked in the emergency room for many years as a nurse? And people would come in on the stretcher and their loved ones, after this person had a heart attack, their loved ones would say, well, they were just at the doctor. They just had a clean bill of health. They just had blood work. They just had an EKG. They just were told that they were in good health. Unfortunately, we don't get an email, a text message, or anything else when we are going to have a heart attack. There could be no warning whatsoever. And yes, you could be to the doctor the day before and have a complete good blood work, EKG, the whole thing. We don't know. Every single one of you in this room right now have numbers over your head. Could be 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 5 years, 2 decades. We have no idea. Because none of us know what tomorrow is going to bring. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. Amen? None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. All we can do is wake up every day and make choices to live that abundant life that God has designed for us and He desires for us. So that we're not sick and thick and tired. So we can make a difference in not only our lives, but the lives of the people around us. So how do we do that and why don't we do that? Well, number one, we're misinformed, okay? Because you watch a commercial on TV and they tell you that you need dairy for calcium, which is a complete lie. Some of you are nodding your head, you're right. It's a complete lie. We don't need dairy for calcium. In fact, dairy is one of the things that's linked to cancer. But the Dairy Council wants us to believe that we need it. And our government allows that commercial to stay on. We can get our calcium from plants, from nuts, from so many other sources. The food of the earth that God created, not processed food like dairy. That's we don't need. So we're misinformed. Okay? Also, we have cravings, right? Isn't that why we eat junk food? We have cravings. Well, can I just tell you from experience that you eat what you crave and you crave what you eat. You eat what you crave and you crave what you eat. If you eat junk food, you're going to crave junk food. If you're eating the foods of the earth that God created, your energy is up. You feel better mentally, clearly. You can think clearer, generally happier. Definitely healthier. So you eat what you crave and you crave what you eat. So bless you. Bless you. Before I forget, when you walk out, you can grab one of these, but I'll give you some items that you need to avoid to prevent disease and also reverse disease, like diabetes, like high blood pressure, like high cholesterol, like cancer. Do you know when I took over my mother's health care? She was in her 80s. And I took her to her little Italian doctor who she liked. They just talked about cannolis and things like that. And I said, you know, I want to take over my mom's health care and work with you because she's on 12 different medications. And she needs to take, she had high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and COPD. She was headed for a stroke. And I said to the doctor, she's on 12 different medications. She's got to take this medication, and because she's taking that medication, she's got to take this medication to counteract the side effects of that medication. And then she's got to take this medication to counteract the side effects of that medication, and the list goes on and on and on. You know what he said to me? He said, Robbie, your mom is 80-some years old. Just give her her medication and let her eat what she wants. That was not good. You can only imagine what I did. To be nice, I walked out. And I went to the front desk and I said, when I get out of here, I want, or when my mom gets out of there, I want to, get her medical records. And they were all concerned. I said, yeah. So my mom was a little upset at first, not too upset, but she knows you can't mess with me. When it comes to my family, you have to be your own health advocate. Like my sister was her own health advocate. My mother could not be her own health advocate. I needed to step in. So I took her to another doctor, and at 92 years old, she did not have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes. She still had COPD, but she could breathe fine. We changed her diet. And yes,
She was having, I used to post her picture all the time on social media. You know, she would have a green smoothie every day, and she would have her Ezekiel bread every day, which is sprouted and is equal to eating an egg and contains all the essential amino acids. And she would have her spinach every day. And yes, she would have a little cannoli whenever she wanted it, or rice pudding or whatever. I'm not going to ever tell her that she couldn't have that. But she ate good 90% of the time. And she felt good. So you can change your health. This fat that we have on the, this is heavy. This is 5 pounds of fat right here. And you see these blood vessels in here? These blood vessels are showing us that this fat is not just around our midsection where we hate it, or our back section, or wherever it is that you don't like it. It's actually around our organs. And so from the waist up, that's an incredible health hazard to have this deep visceral fat around your organs. It's not subcutaneous fat. This deep visceral fat acts like a hormone in our body, and it actually gives out toxins and also creates more fat to be stored. So when you eat something that is high glycemic, like a white potato, like white bread, like wheat bread, like multigrain bread, like regular cereal, that flips on a metabolic switch which signals our body to store fat, particularly in the midsection. So you're like, wait a minute, did you say wheat bread? Yes. Wheat bread is not our grandmother's bread. The wheat of today is genetically modified. The wheat of today turns into sugar, which turns into fat, which turns into toxins. So, yeah, there's a lot to learn. We're misinformed, right? So we have to be careful, because this fat is very hard to get rid of. This fat is causing things like diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and some cancers. And people say to me, Robbie, you know what? I don't care. I'm happier when I'm eating junk food. You know what I say to that? I find that very hard to believe. That you want to walk around being sick and thick and tired and risk your health. If you don't care about, bless you, your health and your life, what about the people that love you? What about the people that want you to live? You're like, well, you know what? It takes time and money. Listen, you can be skinny fat. You could be sitting here right now and be skinny and fit and have a risk of a heart attack just like someone sitting next to you that's obese. That's called skinny fat. Because I could be 20% body fat and my friend was 33% body fat and we took the same size. But she had a risk for a heart attack. You can be skinny fat. You may not see this fat. The only way you're going to know is by testing your body fat percent, not the scale. The scale does not tell the story. The scale does not tell how much fat and muscle you have. So you could have that risk. So you're telling me that you don't care whether or not you're going to be here tomorrow. What about the people that love you? What about the people that cared for you or care for you? Do it for them. It is a complete choice. But the thing is, I believe that everybody in this room knows the Lord. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen? You're going to let a donut take over your life? It's not honorable to be controlled by something like that. We need to know that our flesh is lazy. Our flesh has no self-control. But through Christ, we can do all things. Our bodies are our temples, our temporary mobile homes. when you think of it that way, God created us. He gave us the foods of the earth that he created to fuel and feel and fuel and feed our body so that we could live that abundant life that he desires for us. So that we can go out and be a light to other people. If I came in here tonight and I was, like I said, like this, would I be a light? No, I'd be like darkness. If I fell asleep at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and I didn't make it here tonight because I was overloaded with sugar, could I be a light to anyone? No. So, Psalm 73:26, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. He's what we need. He's what we need to crave. Amen? We don't need food. Tonight, it's 8 o'clock. When you go home tonight, do you think you need a snack? You don't need a snack. My mother used to always say to me, have a snack before you go to bed. Why do I need a snack? You don't need a snack. If you need a snack, then have a healthy snack. Have the foods of the earth that God created. Listen, it's very simple. If it comes from a plant, eat it. If it was made in a plant, don't eat it. If it comes from a plant, don't eat it. Or if it's a plant, eat it. If it was made in a plant, don't eat it. Processed food contains hydrogenated oil, which was developed by a French scientist to solidify soap. Processed food has a long shelf life, which gives us a short shelf life. Processed food, trans fats, hydrogenated oil. If you put that carton of ice cream in the sink at night so that that ice cream melts so you can throw the carton away in the morning, the ice cream's still there. Why? Because it has 22 chemicals in hydrogenated oil. It's like plastic. Unless you get the, you know, good stuff, right? Unless you get the healthier stuff, unless you make it yourself. So there's a lot to learn. The dyes, okay? Hydrogenated oil, the dyes in the food, the processed food, the sugar, the high fructose corn syrup, which is cheap and they put in everything, right? Is wreaking havoc on our metabolism and also our health. Pop, soda. How many people are addicted to soda? Listen, we know. If you watch AM Buffalo, I just did a segment on there about the amount of sugar in soda, okay? Okay, everybody knows that there's a lot of sugar in soda, right? But what about the aspartame that's in there? The aspartame is an artificial sweetener which crosses the blood-brain barrier and causes tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears, and also linked to many, many different health problems, including cancer. Aspartame. Pop contains phosphoric acid, which leaches calcium out of your bones. I don't know about you, but I don't want anything leaching calcium out of my bones. So it's a bad choice. Juice? What about juice? People want juice without the pulp. Well, you might as well just stick an IV of sugar in your arm. Okay? Because it causes your blood sugar to go off the charts. And we're giving it to our kids, even at night, rotting their teeth, making them bounce off the walls. It acts the exact same way. But you're like, wait a minute. Juice comes from the food of the earth that God created. You'd be better off eating the fruit with the fiber. Because there's three things that slow down the glycemic index or the impact of the carbs in our body. One is protein. Two is fat. Three is fiber. So when you go to Carrabba's and they bring that nice white bread, and you start eating that bread that has no nutritional value, it flips on a metabolic switch in your body that signals your body to store fat, particularly around the midsection. If you dip that bread in the oil, it's actually better for you.
slows down. You're like, yes, I'm in. Okay, well, I got to tell you that the bread still doesn't have any nutritional value, but the oil does. Because fat is not our enemy. Fat is not the enemy. We thought it was. We took out all the fat in our food, and what did we put in? Sugar. So many years ago, we did fat-free this and fat-free that and everything. We took all the fat out because everybody thought they were getting fat. Well, everybody got fatter and cholesterol went up. Why? Because we put sugar in there to make it taste good from taking the fat out. So anyway, you dip that bread in that oil, it slows down the impact of the carbs. Because like I said, three things slow down the impact. Protein, fiber, and fat. So if you're going to eat something that's a carbohydrate, you better make sure it's got fiber, protein, or fat. So that juice, when you take the pulp out, when you take the fiber out, it's the worst thing you can do. There's juice machines that remove the fiber. Worst thing you can do. You might as well just have pop. Okay? The other thing is the carcinogens and pesticides. Yes, it's a little bit more expensive to eat organic. Not everything has to be organic, but certainly the Dirty Dozen. In my book, I talk about the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15. As I said, apples are the highest in carcinogens. But here's the thing. You are going to spend the time and the money either way. You're going to spend the time and the money either way. You're either going to spend the time and the money preventing disease by exercising, even going for a walk, whatever it is, and eating right, or you're going to spend the time and the money, what? Treating disease with diagnostic tests, blood work. You know how much time it takes to go to all these appointments? And surgeries and medication and everything else. You're going to spend the time and the money either way. Do you think, I'm telling you right now, I went to every single appointment that my sister went to. Every single bone marrow transplant, radiation, every single gamma knife treatment, everything. It took a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of pain. You're going to spend the time and the money either way, either preventing disease or treating disease. Which is better for you? So I'm telling you tonight that you can prevent high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, some cancers. Why wouldn't you do that? And we know the Lord. We know the Lord. So we need to stop making excuses. The lazy man is full of excuses, says Proverbs 22:13. Yesterday, you said tomorrow. Yesterday, you said I'm going to start tomorrow. How many people have said that? I have. I know we're running out of time, but I want to tell you this. I was living in Manhattan and had one day decided, I got up and I said, you know what, I'm going to start eating right. My boyfriend broke up with me. I was young. And I thought, you know what, I am going to start eating right and I'm going to get in the best shape of my life. When I just tell you this, I had a hot fudge sundae, the first thing I had that day. Now, I thought, well, okay, I had a hot fudge sundae, so I might as well just have another one because tomorrow's tomorrow, right? I had 3 hot fudge sundaes in one day. 3. Now, they were small. They were small. But, right? We do that. We self-sabotage ourselves. We do that. This is what we have to realize, that we are not perfect, right? We will fail. We're only human, and only God is perfect. What happens if you fall off the bandwagon and you're not perfect? You just get right back up and get back on the bandwagon. You don't say, oh gosh, I'm such a failure, I can't do this anymore. I think probably the most important thing that God spoke to me about is, Robbie, I love you. And what you weigh right now
is irrelevant to me. I love you for who you are. It doesn't matter what your size is. It doesn't matter what the scale is. And God feels the same way about you. He loves you the way you are, but he wants you to live that abundant life that he desires for us so that we can get up and glorify him every day of our life with energy and vibrancy and be able to be a light and a witness to others. And so what you weigh right now is irrelevant. What you have in your cupboards, I don't care. It's really about taking care of this mobile home that God gave us, this temporary earth suit that could be gone tomorrow. We can do it. Drink half of your body weight in ounces of water per day. Half of your body weight. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you should be drinking 50 ounces of water per day minimum. Detox. That can mean 1,000 different things, but I'll just say this. Detox on the foods of the earth that God created. God created it. Eat it. Eat food, not food-like things. Not food-like things. Eat food. Very simple. Just eat food. You will stop those cravings once you start eating the foods of the earth that God created. And when you think of it that way, crave him. He will give you that strength you need. Start today, start tonight, not tomorrow, not next month, not next week, not next year. Do it today because no one knows what tomorrow will bring. And face your fears, just face them. I'm in the grocery store with my cart and people see me, they're like, they're from my class. And I'm like, you know what? It's all good. It's all good. We don't have to self-sabotage ourselves because we aren't expected to be perfect, but they're decisions that you make. So you wake up tomorrow and you say, you know what? I'm not going to have that pastry that I normally have. I'm going to have some eggs or some Ezekiel toast, which is equal to eating an egg. It has all the essential amino acids. And then when you get to lunch, you'll say, you know what? I did pretty good for breakfast. I don't want to blow it now for lunch. And you get another win because you're eating the foods that God provided for you. And then you get to dinner and you're like, I already did really good for breakfast, did really good for lunch, and now I'm going to do good here. And you stay in the Word. That's what it's all about. Focus on Christ. Focus on Christ in us. And ask him to give you strength. If we could just bow our heads right now and just say a prayer here. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for tonight, for this opportunity to speak to these beautiful people here, Lord. And Lord, I know it's not an accident that some of these people were here tonight, Lord. I know that people are here because they need to hear something tonight through the music or through what I said. Or through what Pastor Marty said. It's never a coincidence. Because of your sovereignty, we know. I don't know what's going to happen to anyone in this room tomorrow or to me, Lord. But I just ask you to give all of us. Just pour your Holy Spirit over us, Lord Jesus. And help us to find strength and hope in you alone, Lord. And Lord, it's not just what we eat. It's about our faith, our family, our fitness, and also, Lord Jesus, everything that involves our world. We can be in a toxic relationship and be eating healthy and be exercising and be sick. Lord, we just ask that in all arenas of our life that you take control, Lord, and that we allow you to do that with your sovereignty, Lord. You already are doing that, Lord. You already want to do that, Lord, but help us to take our hands off the wheel and let go, let God, Lord. Whatever it is, let your will be done. We ask this in Jesus' holy, holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wasn't that awesome tonight? Come on.
Thank you.
So, Robbie, I know it's getting late, but I want to just fire just a couple questions. I want 3 minutes.
Okay. And then we got to pull a couple names because we
went. Bring those names. You said something at Kingdom Bound last year, and I've been wanting to ask you. Water bottles. You said there's a number or something on a water bottle.
Yes.
And not all water is equal.
Right. Okay. So, you know, it's okay to drink out of plastic once in a while, but if it has a 3 or a 7 on the bottom of it, it's very high in chemicals. And you definitely should never put plastic in a microwave, okay? Because you're going to just leach the chemicals from the plastic, which can cause cancer.
Okay. When you and I first met, I'll never forget, you tested my body fat, and as sweet and kind as she is, she says, "You're obese." I said, "I like you too." She put me on a detox. Is the detox plan in your book?
It is, yes. Okay. You know, a detox, it's a 14-day detox, and you don't have to stay home from work for it or, you know, be in the bathroom the whole time or anything like that. It's very doable.
Yeah.
And it's
the water thing was one of the hardest things for me and still is because,
yes,
praise the Lord.
Because when you're dehydrated, it slows down your metabolic rate, so you have a hard time burning fat and having energy. You can be self-sabotaging yourself with that. But when you take sugar and caffeine out of your diet for a detox, you'll be like a crack addict. You'll have the same symptoms of a crack addict, sincerely, as you probably know. Headache, jitteriness, and all that, just for like three days.
Okay, 30 seconds. Fast food, McDonald's, yep. Burger King, Wendy's, Arby's. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yep.
30 seconds.
Okay. If it comes from a window, don't do it. Okay? Because, I mean, you can get a salad. Yes, you can. But, you know, you'd be better off just kind of. I have food all the time with me in my car. Nuts and seeds and things like that, you know. It takes preparation. Cut up vegetables.
Is that in your book?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
You mentioned smoothies. 15 seconds.
Yeah, you don't want to have a fruit smoothie. You want to have a vegetable smoothie with a little bit of fruit in that, because a fruit smoothie would just be like having pop, and it would flip on that metabolic switch and be terrible for you.
How about pomegranate juice?
Pomegranate juice is good, but you can't just have it by itself because, again, it's just too much sugar.
Kale or spinach in the green smoothie?
Both of them are great. They're a wonderful source of protein. I like to alternate them. If you're on any kind of anticoagulants, you shouldn't be having green smoothies because it can interfere with the blood pressure or the medication.
I'm on anticoagulants, and I have a green smoothie every day.
But you've been having it all along.
A long time,
so if you're, you know, if you've been having greens prior to that, you're not going to have any problems.
Three berries that are good to put in that green smoothie.
Antioxidants, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, anything that bleeds on a white napkin.
And you told me something about the blueberries one time, and I never forgot. I love your little analogies. If it's got an 8, head to the gate. If it's 9,
It's
fine.
Yes.
You told me an analogy about blueberries.
Yep.
You said it's like taking a broom and sweeping cobwebs out of your arteries.
Exactly, yes.
10 seconds.
High in antioxidants. It's wonderful for detoxing anything. Blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, elderberries, things like that. Everybody should be having those every day.
Awesome. One question. Any question? What? Yes, Johnny.
What is it? Well, actually, you know, I was on the Sandy Beach show, and he goes, "Robbie, that sounds like something that from the Bible." And I said, "Actually, it is from the Bible. The recipe is in the Bible." And it's available at the supermarket, usually in the health food section. It's sprouted grain bread. It's flourless. So it's equal to eating an egg. And sprouted is high in enzymes and wonderful for you, but it has all the essential amino acids and not one size fits all. So sometimes you'll see sprouted grain bread, but the Ezekiel products in particular comes in cereal, bag, muffins, wraps, all bread, all kinds of things. That's the best brand.
It's usually in
the freezer section, although Trader Joe's doesn't have it in the freezer section,
right,
but it doesn't have any preservatives, so you should keep it in the freezer. Yes.
One more.
Okay, good question. You know, I don't eat meat, but you can eat meat. Just make sure it's organic, because you don't want to be you don't want to be eating something that's injected with hormones and antibiotics.
Mm-hmm. One more.
Three more.
Okay. Wayne first.
Absolutely. Yes. Testimony after testimony. I have a ton of them in my book. Even rheumatoid arthritis, everything else.
Debbie.
Yeah, you can't just swap out coconut flour, but you can do it with almond flour. And, you know, it's wonderful because you're not having, it's not, you know, it's flour, but it's nuts. It's actually doesn't do the same thing. So either one, but the recipes in my book are specific because you can't just swap out coconut flour. It doesn't measure the same way.
Sal.
Rye bread is still going to really do the same thing. You know, any of the bread out there that is not sprouted, you know, some of you may have celiac disease and you'll need to have gluten-free bread, which is okay, but you don't want to have it with potato starch and some of the other garbage they put in there. So rye bread, unfortunately, our bread today, again, is not made the same way as our grandmother's. It's just most
that
of
was one of the hardest things for me to change. And Ezekiel bread is 99% of everything we do.
I'm convinced that, you know, we have an obesity problem in the U.S. basically because people eat too many grains along with their junk food. Yes.
Ready.
Sweet potatoes are fine. White potatoes have very little nutritional value and they flip on a metabolic switch, signaling your body to store fat just like a piece of dessert. Yep. Yep. Very good question. That's where bioindividuality comes in, and I talk about that in my book. You know, you may be able to handle it better than somebody else. You're probably working out, number one. And number two, you still, I mean, if you were to stop what you're doing and just eat white potatoes and then for 2 weeks eat just sweet potatoes, you would see a difference. But again, bioindividuality, not one size fits all. Some people can handle animal meat. Other people cannot. Some people can handle a 90% you know, eating well diet with 10% off. Other people not. Rice is okay. Brown rice would be preferred or, of course, you know, quinoa. I like quinoa over rice. It's higher in protein and what have you, but white rice has no nutritional value or little nutritional value where the brown rice would be better for you.
What'd you say?
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Is it in your book?
It's in the book. Read the book.
Read the book. Okay, we're going to give away a book.
Yes.
We're going to give away one book?
A book and a video, yes.
Okay.
So two winners.
Okay. What? Quiet up there. Oh, look at that. She's in the nursery.
This
Shandy,
is for a book.
Shandy gets a book, and she
asked
me for a book. Okay.
Yay, yay, yay.
I'm not padding this. I'm just reaching in here. This is for a video, right?
Yep, and they can choose which one they want.
Sharon Barber. Sharon, you get a... Sharon
yay.
Has been going through cancer. And God is working miracles in her
life.
And we just believe.
Wow, praise God.
Can I give you the money and buy and give away two more books?
Yeah,
I want
to
give away
give
two more.
Money.
Okay, Sharon, you get a video.
He wants
Shandy
to give me money.
Gets a book. What'd she say?
What?
Sure, she'll be right up
she'll,
there. Yeah.
She'll be up.
Amanda Huber. Yep, you get
yay!
A book.
Yay!
Amanda, one more.
And I like this.
Susie Varikin. Come on, Susie girl. You get
yay!
A book, too. All right. And Robbie's going to be up back. She'll answer some questions if they want more from you. Now, listen. You know I love you.
I love you.
You're busier than busy. And you're hard to get a hold of sometimes. But
not for you.
So somebody wants to, they say, you know, I know I need to make some changes. I need a diet. I need something. How do they get that?
They can email me. I have some cards up there, and you can just email me, and we can communicate, and I can either talk to you on the phone or, you know, we can set something up.
Yep. Okay. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Give Robbie another big God bless you.
Mwah. Thank you so much. Thank
Meet
you
her at the
much.
Table back there. Those you. Of you that we gave a book to, make sure you stop by and pick it up. And she's going to also leave some here. I'm going to have some here on Sunday as well. Hug somebody on the way out. Tell them it's great to see you.
Thank you.